Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you may be. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of Positively Spartans. I'm extremely excited today because, as always, I got my co-hosts Marcellus and Eric with me. But, hey, I done brought back an OG, y'all. Mr. Driven to Succeed, John Trone, on the podcast with us, man. Y'all already know what it is. What's up, big bro?
Man, what's good, brothers? I'm glad to be here.
Man, I'm glad to have you. I'm glad to have you, dog. Like I said, man, you mean you're one of the OG Spartans, man. For those who don't know, new listeners, man, me, Trone, and Nick, man, we done started Positively Spartans back in, what, like 2018?
Yeah, 18.
Man, 2018, man, and we was, we just hopped on and we did it. And, it just grew from there, man. So we about to have a fire-ass episode. Y'all already know this. Excuse my language. I'm really excited, super excited, because we're going to be talking about providing value.
Right, man. I got it.
You know what I mean? But before we get into it, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing this week? How was y'all weekend, man? Oh, don't all speak at once,
all right,
man.
I'll go first. So my weekend was pretty cool. Yesterday, I got invited to, like, two cookouts. So I was about to go to those. And we taught Vic how to play dominoes. So that was pretty funny.
Man, you got to be careful playing games at cookouts, man, because a cookout could turn from a kickback to a rumble real quick.
Yeah, but they was like, they were like mentoring, showing them how to play or whatever.
Oh, bad,
and then
bad.
They got so up, and then the OGs hopped on, and it was raps. Like, yo, buddy had, we played the 150. Buddy had two blue chips before like anybody had one. I'm like, yo, what's going on over here?
So, right.
But it was a good time. It was good vibes. Different people we saw and got to hang out with. So I'm doing
good. That's always good, man. Y'all got a 4-day, huh?
Yes, sir. Oh,
yeah. Lord. That was one thing I missed about the Army, man. When I was working and shit, y'all having them 4 days, I was jealous in them MF, bro. I was super jealous. Like, man, I got to go to work Friday and Monday. What's up, Lane? Man, you back home now, bro.
Yeah, man. Everything kosher, bro. Just taking it one day at a time. Lady, man, hazing me. You know, go get this, go get that.
Right. You her gopher now?
Man, I feel like the gopher, the chauffeur. You name it.
Hey, yeah, man. She got the seed in there, man. You better do what you got to do, bro.
Bro, hey, little man in there kicking her ass, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
yeah.
We were cuddling, man, and like, I had my hand in her stomach, bro, and his kick woke me up out of my sleep. So I can imagine how she's feeling.
you got a karate kid up in there, huh?
Bro, he doing gymnastics. Like, I don't know if he didn't practice trying to get his little Kyrie Irving going on or what, but yeah, he ain't playing no games in there.
Man, that's what's up, man. I'm happy for you to be back, man. Welcome home, bro.
Appreciate it, brothers. It feels good to be in a good time zone with y'all too.
Right, right, right. You're not up at 3 a.m. right now.
What about you, man?
Man, Trone, man, let them know how the weekend been, dog.
Man, it's been phenomenal. Actually, shoot, it's been a while since I had some time out in Houston, so been able to be out here and see this quiet city, even though, you know, with COVID-19 and all the other mess going on in the world, you know, the city's a little bit silent, but it's been good to get away. And I was able to hit up all the Black-owned businesses, which has been phenomenal. You know, able to show that love and that support, eating good, in good company. Man, look, it's been wonderful.
Man.
It's been
nothing. What y'all been eating, man?
Man, we had some Breakfast Club, man. We had the Cupcake Kitchen or something like that.
Yeah, Cupcake Kitchen. Man. We had a couple places, man. Bro, when I tell you I had some oxtails, dog, that were off the chain.
Woo.
Man, I'm talking about. I might go get some today. I'm gonna be real.
Get some food for the road.
Right, food for the road. Cause man, I ain't gonna lie, the food out here been amazing, man. If none of y'all have ever been to Houston, definitely check it out. Like we said, the Breakfast Club, Cupcake Kitchen, and there's another one out here we didn't get to hit, but it's owned by the Breakfast Club, same owners. It's called Reggae Hut, and man, their menu was looking off the chain, dog. But like Jones said, man, it's been a phenomenal weekend, man. Like, nothing short of spectacular, for real, for real. It's so crazy to me now that like we're in the heart of the, like we're downtown. Like right now, like we're sitting poolside. I can see on the downtown streets, and there is literally nobody out there.
You see my boys?
It's quiet, man.
That's crazy.
Super quiet. Super quiet. I'm talking about like we ain't really had nothing to do, so we, you know what I mean, went taking a walk to find a pizza spot at like what it was like maybe 10, 9, 10.
Man, I think it was like closer to 11.
Was it close to 11? Yeah, bro, streets were and wasn't nothing out there but a bum.
But a bum.
Hub, you see my boy down there?
You said what?
I said you see the Texas Stadium.
Nah, we right over here by the Toyota Center though. You know what I mean? Shout out to James Harden.
Okay. Right. Only good play in the team, him and Russ.
Yeah, we didn't want to go see a toilet bowl in Houston, man. We didn't want to do that.
Wow. Disrespect. Hey, Trone, who your NFL team, man?
Man, you're gonna be disappointed when I tell you, man, but I actually don't even have one.
Whoa.
I respect that. As long as it's not the Eagles, we cool. I respect that. Like, but if you had to choose one, who would it be?
Man, if I absolutely had to choose one, you know what's bad? I can tell you I don't like the Patriots. Like almost anybody other than them. I feel like it's a cheat code ass team, dog. Like somebody built them in a fucking factory and put them on the field.
I'll tell you what, if the Patriots win with Cam Newton, that might be the greatest organization ever, I can't stand him either, bro.
Bro, it's Belichick, bro. He's the greatest football coach ever, bro. It's Belichick.
Yeah,
like it's like I admire them so much that I hate them. Yeah. Like they treat the game like a business. Like I admire them so much that I hate them. Like it just don't make no sense. It's like anybody that's going up against them, you can't quit the game until it's the over. End of the fourth quarter,
bro.
Cause you get them a quarter, it's over with. Like they will come back. Like you cannot let up off of them. Well, I don't care if you got a 20-point lead or what.
All right, that's the end of the episode. Me being a Falcons fan. Thank y'all for listening.
Please. 28-9.
Oh man. Hey, which one of y'all said y'all got a story to tell, man? Let me hear it.
Oh, the Karen. All right, so I had my first Karen encounter.
It's a Karen. It's a Karen moment. Hold on.
Yeah, it's a Karen moment, bro.
You done been back in the United States all of what?
No, this is before
days?
I left Italy.
Oh, okay.
They got
cool.
Karens in Italy. It's like Catalina.
All right, so we were on post, man, and I was showing a new unit around, and I had took them to the Warrior Zone, you know, to get some food or whatever, and we sat outside on the track to eat some lunch, and this one guy, he was the only person that had a bag, and his bag flew away. When I say the bag was maybe like 5 to 10 meters in front of us, literally 5 to 10 meters. But he was like, I'm gonna pick the bag up at that night eating because you know I don't want to touch the ground and then had to come out and get my food. But it was literally like within arm's reach. So, you know, we're still eating our food. 5 minutes goes by. This Karen walks up to us, excuse me.
No.
And so, you know, she's like, are you guys not gonna follow the rules? And so I'm like, what are you talking about, man? She's like, who's the highest ranking person over here? I'm like, I am. She's like, so you're not going to pick up that bag right there? And so I was like, you know, man, we're going to pick up the bag. She was like, well, you guys need to do the right thing. Take some pride in your installation. Take some pride in wearing the uniform. And so, you know, the soldier was like, man, the bag is literally within arm's reach. You know, we see the bag. And I was telling her, I was like, man, we'll correct it. We'll get the bag. So she proceeded to walk around the track. And she came back and was like, the bag is still sitting here.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. Bro, I was just like, oh my gosh, bro. This Karen pandemic is out of control. Like, this mind your business, man.
That is ridiculous. over a bag. Like
just
a bag.
Just mind your business, lady. Jeez, I mean, technically, we were in the wrong because we were in the wrong, but we weren't. I mean, the man didn't want to touch the ground, you know, right. Get back and eat his food. So right. I understood. He didn't have any sanitizer on him.
No.
But I was just like, goodness, man. Like, this old lady really had nothing else better to do but bother us.
Right. Now, if it had, like, flew off and y'all were like, up there go the bag. Yeah, I mean, I could understand her coming at y'all. But, man, she, I mean,
Yeah, man.
That is
like, it took me a couple days to think about it. I was like, damn, I guess that was my first Karen encounter.
to stay up and be Karen. Right. Right. Man, That's crazy, bro. I hate that happened to you. That's just ridiculous. Did she have a mask on at least?
She was walking around the track, so no, she didn't. Okay. Like, if you're exercising, it'll make you wear the mask.
Yo, did you off topic. Did y'all get an Amber Alert about wearing the masks?
No.
That might have just been Texas, bro.
Man, I said, bro.
Because I'll be doing y'all. I don't think down here.
Yeah. Yo, so, all right. So, man, they really sent out a whole Amber Alert talking about, yeah, we know y'all going to be out here for the 4th of July weekend. So, what we going to do is we going to start fining y'all $250 if you're not wearing that mask. Like, what?
Bro, I bet you people have their mask on, though.
Bro, I'm telling you, I got mine in my pocket right now just in case somebody want to act. Just in case somebody want to act. Bro.
Hey, want to know what's funny, bro? I thought she was going to say something about us not wearing our masks when she said, y'all going to follow the rules. We were sitting down eating.
Yeah.
So she kind of took me by surprise when she mentioned the bag.
Right. Right. Like, huh? Right. He wasn't expecting it. She came all the way from left field.
Literally.
That's funny, man. You know, and so I kind of like that you told the story because it leads pretty well into the topic of providing value. Now, she definitely could have came about that totally different. You know what I'm saying? Like the aggressiveness,
her tone.
Her tone. Like, I feel like people just mind the business that pays you, or, you know what I mean? If you're trying to do the right thing, at least come about it correctly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We had a situation last night. It's funny. You know what I mean? We stayed in the hotel. We was a little churned. So we had the music playing. Right. And, so, you know what I mean? The managers came up, could y'all keep it down? You know what I mean? We got noise complaints. We're like, all right, cool. So we turned off the music, started playing Phase 10. Man, next thing you know, boom, another phone call. Yeah, you guys are still being too loud. You know what I mean? We need y'all to keep it down. We're like, all right, cool. I don't know what else you wanted to do. We just sitting here talking. You know what I mean? Like, but you know what I mean? We'll try to keep it down. Bro, they came and knocked on the door again, talking about, yeah, you guys are being too loud. So it's like, all right, whatever. Anyway, that's BS.
You know what it is?
So.
You know what it is? Isaiah can't whisper.
Right, bro.
Don't come in my voice like that, man. Don't come in my voice like that. I'll be trying. Man, but you know, threw me off, man.
Hey. He got a valid point. He got a valid point. I don't think I've never heard you in a different tone than what you normally speak.
Man, it's tough. I have to be. If you catch me talking to little kids, man, it's different. Because, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to scare them on first. I'm like, hey, what's up?
Whoa, don't ever do that again. Hey, don't do that again.
Hey, yo, my man. What's the answer? Right. Hey, what's good, little man? Man, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just mind the business that pays you, man. So let's get to the topic, you know what I'm saying? Providing value. Joe, we've been talking all weekend, man. You've just been literally dropping gems. Like, my mentor for IM Academy, who I trade Forex with, man, he pulled up on us while we were at Top Golf because he stay out here. And, like, we were just chopping it up. And, like, no lie, man, Chone was rapping. He was blowing bro's mind. Like, all he was saying, wow. Like, wow. And at that moment, I was like, oh, yeah. It's going to be a dope-ass episode, man, because bro be bringing that fire, man. Because when it comes to talk about providing value in life, in business, you know what I mean, spiritually, mentally, man, Chong, dog, you be spitting that stuff, man.
Man, it's second nature, bro. Like, probably because I just spent so much time, man, just reading and studying and learning from life, man. So, you know, I ain't got my own horn or two, man, but I'm just learning and living the best way that I can, man, and being in the moment to reflect, you know, to actually, you know, seek that level of understanding of what's going on around me and how to be the best.
Man, but yeah, like we were saying, man, trying to find the best you, man, it's a trying task because y'all know we had that comfort zones episode, and, I mean, that plays a big part in finding who you are, man, stepping outside of them comfort zones. Now, I did want to ask you, man. So when it comes to, I would say, providing value, not necessarily monetarily, what do you think, or how can I phrase this? How do you feel the best way to continue to provide value, like without actually, I mean, trying to do it purposely? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you, like, so providing value, man, like, how can it make you a better person? Or how can you get to the point where, you mean, you just do it subconsciously? Or is that even possible?
Well, for one, man, and this is, again, it's completely my opinion. When you're talking about providing value, you got to be very specific in what you're talking about, because where you find value, other people may not. So that kind of really hones into the point of actually knowing who you're talking to, the environment that you're in, and what you would be providing value to. Because it's like, for example, if I'm talking to a cat who's all about the stock market and I'm talking to him about real estate and he clearly has no interest in it, me, I'm not providing value by talking about real estate. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's nothing there. There's no connection. Like, you can't just be spitting, you know, random thing, unless it's, like, overall, like, life principles in general. But when you really start talking about, like, man, actually providing that real level of value, you want to be specific in nature, because in everything that we do, man, when we're being intentional about it, we're leading people somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like being able to give without that expectation from the other person. So it's like, you know, like if we're sitting over here and we're talking about, you know, positivity, we're talking about, you know, being an overall good person, we're going to be able to provide those, you know, those gold nuggets, you know, that those mindset tips, those tactical things that you could do, those incremental things, you know, the steps that you can actually take in order to allow somebody to be able to execute. Because what a lot of people do, man, is they hold things back, thinking that they're giving something away, you know, or that they're being taken from. But when you're really providing value, man, you're giving to people, you're giving a person or whatever it is, whatever environment it is, you know, the best of you without reservation, you know, because you want people to be able to take something from it.
Right.
Like giving without reservation, or at least knowing that it's going to be able to help somebody in a specific way.
Right.
Be it in their mindset, their business, you know, spiritually, financially, whatever. So you're specific about it. And so I would say, man, like, let's say if we're talking about, you know, like my lane, for example, you know, like in finance or whatever, I have no problem telling and teaching, man, any and everything that it is that I know, because I'm providing value to the people that might get something out of that and might be able to use that information to run money. The only reservation that I have, you know, is that they be able to take that and actually do something with it. So that's me providing that level of value, because I know it's something that they can actually implement. It's something that they can actually hold on to, you know, and run with, rather than me just throwing out, you know, random facts or uninterested party. Right. So you got to be specific.
Right. Because, man, that, and I think you might have been the one who told me this, man, but, like, trying to market to your target, to people that are not your target audience, would be your biggest downfall, man, no matter what you're doing. It might have been you who told me that.
That's it, man. It's like, by talking to everybody, you talk to nobody.
Right.
So who are you talking to?
Right.
You know, being specific about it.
Right.
Because, again, you can't have a message, you know, that you may claim to be for everybody. Because if you're talking to everybody, nobody's listening, because people want to feel heard. And at the same time, people want a connection.
Right.
So if you're sitting over here talking to everybody, I have no reason or way to connect with you, because you didn't say anything that made it specific to me.
Right. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
But along with Tron saying, it's like, you got to know your audience.
Right.
Like you're writing a paper back in school, you know.
MLA format, you know what I mean? You got to know exactly who you're talking to, man.
If you don't use those similar words or bring it back to their level, they're not going to hear you.
Yeah, at all. I mean, and that's actually in life general, man. Just, you got to be specific in everything you do. You know what I mean? Like, you got to know, y'all know I'm about to bring it up, that manifestation, man. You got to, you know what I mean? You got to manifest. You got to talk about it. You got to be specific. You have to know exactly what you want in life in order to get it. You know what I mean? And I mean, I really want to do this providing value episode, because it's like Sean said, man, when you're doing it, you're not doing it for, I mean, how it's going to help you, or, you know what I mean, for the good karma that's going to come to you. You know what I mean? You do it just because you know you're helping somebody, you know what I mean, take a step in the right direction in where they want to be in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, man, and like I'll say, like, even the fact that, like, even when you talk, like, one of the biggest things, man, is, like, people, I think don't really understand what it means, you know, like to manifest, or even like when you're providing value at the same thing, because specificity, like it matters.
Yeah.
Like being able to have a clear vision, like even in the word itself, you know, it says a man without vision will perish. That's because, like, there's a quote, man, that says, you know, the road anywhere leads anywhere. Meaning that if you have no clear direction of where you're going, then you're basically going anywhere. You have no ideal goal. You have no ideal vision. You have no ideal target. And, man, what's crazy is, and I'm not finna get spiritual on y'all or anything like that, but, like, in the word itself, it also talks about how, you know, the end was created first, and then we back up and we begin. Mm. And so what they're stating is, like, I saw the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so when you can see the end from the beginning, it allows you to be able to move in a way to where you know that every step that you take is leading to that ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And so when you're talking about providing value, or when you're talking about being able to be a person, you know, that gives, you're doing it in a direction that's leading you towards your ultimate goal. You know, by being learned, you know, by learning things in a certain area, by being able to know who it is that you're talking to, by being able to structure your message in a way to where it connects with your people. Because here go another funny thing, man. It's like when you start to talk about your target audience, usually it's a reflection of yourself.
Mm.
But a lot of people have difficulty with that because they don't want to be vulnerable and expose those intimate details of themselves because they think they're unique.
Right.
When ultimately most of us, like realistically, we're not unique. Like nothing that we're dealing with is unique. It just may feel unique to us.
Right.
And that actually causes depression, man, because a lot of the things that we might be able to help other people navigate are things that we dealt with personally.
Right.
And so when you're able to confront those things and provide, like, hey, you know what? I was dealing with this. You know, it impacted me like this, and this is how I got through it. That's right. The highest level of value.
Right.
But it only connects with a certain amount of people who went through that same situation.
Right.
And your job is to know that there's other people that went through that same thing, and being able to give those facts and those details of how you maneuver those situations. And that's providing value. I was faced with this obstacle. I observed it, and this is how I navigated my way through this type of situation, or this is how I got this particular type of result, or this is the transformation that I had to go through in order to get to what I was ultimately looking to get to.
Sheesh. Look, I told y'all it was going to be an episode, man. My man dropping them bombs right now. Because, man, it's like, starting from the end, you know what I mean? And then going to the beginning, man, like, that's, I ain't never, you know me, man. I'm not really deep into the Bible or things like that, man. But when you think about it like that, and you gave it like a perfect example yesterday when it came to network marketing. I mean, you said that's the only business where you start as a CEO. You know what I mean? You start at the top, yeah. And then when you realize you're the only one at the top, ain't nobody there to do it but you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, and that's right there. You start at the end goal, and then you just got to get there to where you wanted to where you want to make it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so real.
And the reason why that's so important is because, like, and this is for all you guys, right? Check this out.
Bless you.
Like, if you know exactly where you're going, you're only going to make decisions that are going to be assets towards where you're going. It's like, you know, like, hey, if this is the vision that I've created for my life. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that I'm clear on that, every decision I make is either getting me closer to that goal, or it's taking me away from it. It's binary. Like, there are no other two options. Either it's getting me closer to my goal, or it's taking me away from it.
Right.
So everything that I do needs to be in alignment with my values and the goal and the vision that I've created for myself. And as we get older, as our desires are enhanced, you know, sometimes that vision gets expanded, it gets enlarged, you know, and sometimes it trickles into other things. But at the same time, it's a blueprint. Because if you know what the ultimate goal is, you can literally start like, okay, when I have these relationships, or if I'm connected to these people, are these people or these relationships in alignment with my ultimate vision?
Right.
Okay, are my habits in alignment with what my ultimate vision is?
Right.
You know, are the people that I'm connecting with in alignment with where I'm going? Or people, you know, that I can be able to provide value to in a way to where it can help them get to what their ultimate goal is.
Right.
It's me being able to build that level of influence in alignment with my goal. You know what I'm saying? Every decision that we make is either getting us closer to it or taking us away from it.
Right.
And when you're able to look at things like that, it makes you really conscious of how you spend your time and what you spend your time doing, so that way you can know what it is that you're feeding.
Yeah.
Am I feeding my goal or am I starving it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's so real, man. I believe that wholeheartedly because y'all might have heard me say this before, but my pops used to always tell me, he said, there's no standing still in life. You know what I mean? Even you're moving forward or people are passing you by. And, you know what I mean? And that falls right in line with, you know what I mean? That's
specificity.
Yeah, I can't say that. Thank you. Being specific in life, you know what I mean? And, like, I don't know about y'all or anybody listening, man, but I really only started, you know what I mean, being real specific in one, you know what I mean, what I wanted in life and what my goals wanted to be. And like Chone said, man, once I started, like my background on my phone right now, my phone and my computer, honestly, is the house that I am going to build. You know what I mean? It's the house that I'm going to live in. You know what I mean? And y'all seen it. I posted it on Facebook, too. That is going to be my house. You know what I mean? Like, I know exactly what it looks like on the inside. I know exactly how I'm going to have that mirror above my bed. I know exactly how I'm going to have those shades. Hey, man. Hey, keep talking. Hey, we're going to slide over that one. But, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I know exactly what I want, man. My lock screen, you know what I mean? It's the 2020 Dodge Charger Hellcat. Red leather interior. Got the 8.1 inch touchscreen, you know what I'm saying? With the Beat sound system in it. You feel me? So I like specific, man. Specific. You got to be specific, man. I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's another one of them words that I've been hearing a lot lately. You got to be specific in everything you do in order to make it where you want to be, man. And it just shows, man. Providing value, man. When you specific and you know exactly who you talk to, like you said, bro, it's gonna come back to you.
Right.
It's gonna come right on back to you.
And here go the cheat code, and I'm gonna get this, man, just as a little gold nugget, man, you know, for the listeners out there and people that's listening. Like how you was talking about, you know, like being specific and, you know, knowing exactly what it is that you want. It's a reason for all of those things. And the reason is this. So when you know exactly where it is that you're going, right, when you're specific about it, another thing that happens is you have to get emotionally involved. Mm-hmm. And what is emotion? Emotion is energy in motion, right? That's the actions that you actually take. You know what I'm saying? And what a lot of people don't understand is like in the word it says, you know, like faith without works, you know, is dead. But at the same time, what it's saying is that you have to be able to see it before it comes to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to move as if. It's coming, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so when you're talking about when you see it first and you get emotionally involved, emotionally saying is that my actions are reflecting where I'm going.
Right.
So that is getting emotionally involved. My energy, where I'm directing my energy, is taking me in the direction of what my vision is.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about manifestation, what they're saying is like I see the vision clearly. My desires have gotten involved. And how do you enhance your desires? By enhancing your desires, you're getting all of your senses involved with what it is that you want. You know, your sight, your taste, touch, whatever those things may be. Because the more you experience it, the more real it becomes.
Right.
Like for me, like when the first time I sit in a room with a boatload of millionaires, I could not make up in my mind that it made sense to be anything less.
Yeah.
Like it didn't make sense for me to aim for anything less. After sitting in a room full of people who were multimillionaires.
Right.
Like, I don't know how to lower my desires because I've experienced that.
Right.
And most people don't know how to create a desire or a vision beyond what their experiences are. So if you want to enhance your desire or that vision, then you need to have experiences that will increase your emotional involvement, your physical involvement, meaning that you actually have to get engaged with your desires. If you want that car, you need to go see that car. You need to go sit in that car. You need to go visit that house. You know what I'm saying? You need to go sit in that room with those people, you know, who's making that type of money. You need things that feed your desire and enhance your vision.
the hell just happened?
Since that move in that direction.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
And the universe at that point will conspire in your favor because they see, because it sees your consistent action.
Yeah.
And that's it, man. And most people don't understand, you know, you have to go through that. You know, you have to go through those motions because the only difference, man, is saying like, okay, if this is what your vision is, what a lot of people don't get, man, is that God is going to test you.
Oh, every time.
He's going to test
every
you.
Every time.
And he was like, hey, you know what? What are you willing to sacrifice in order to have this vision?
Mm-hmm.
When I test your vision, let me see if you're going to hold yourself strong to it.
Right.
Let me see if you're going to show up for this vision the way that you say it is.
Right.
You know, like, what are you willing to go through in order to have what it is that you say that you want?
Right.
Because it ain't going to come. It's going to be a price to pay. Absolutely. And because the thing is, when you're talking to your target audience, they don't want to hear all the sunshine stories.
Right.
They want to see that you was human and that you went through something that they can relate to.
Absolutely.
That tells them that they can have it too.
Absolutely, bro. And I'll tell people, like, straight up, like, I mean, 2020 started off terrible for me. I mean, I lost my job. I ain't have, you know, I mean, a dollar to my name. You know what I mean? I was behind on car payments and everything. You know what I'm saying? I was struggling to pay rent. Bro, here we are, what, 7 months in?
Right.
7 months in, my car is paid off now. I owed $8,000 at the beginning of this year. My car is completely paid off. You know what I mean? I got my rent paid for the next 2 months. I mean, it's not to brag. It's just to tell y'all that, you know what I mean? Like I lost a child, you know what I mean? Like my girl had a miscarriage. Like, I've been through the struggle, you know what I mean, to get where I am now, man. And like Tron saying, man, you gotta... I tell my girl, like, you, in order to eat cupcakes, sometimes you got to eat the shit. You know what I mean? You got to eat the shit in order to get a cupcake. You know what I mean?
Way to put it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you got to go through it in order to get there, man. And for anybody listening, just know, man, like, y'all see me, y'all follow me, y'all know who I am. But just know, man, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows to get here, man. Like, Tron will tell you, man, he knows, you know what I mean? April 14, exactly where I was. You know what I'm saying? Because he was right there with me. You know what I mean? Like, And life right there, after that point right there, for those who don't know, I was involved in a what do you
active
call it?
Active shooter situation.
Yeah, active shooter situation. And you know what I mean, my life just it spiraled down. I'm not gonna lie, it spiraled down. Everyone, relationships, it put me in a deep depression, you know what I mean? PTSD, all that, man. But here I am. You feel me? Here I am.
I'm proud of you, bro.
Yo, I appreciate you, dog. Appreciate you.
For those of you that don't know, Isaiah is a hero. Like, legit. My man's got a soldier's medal. Like, really same vibes type deal. And hopefully we have an episode where you open up about that. Because when you open up to me about it, that like, touched me, bro. Like, I remember that story for the rest of my life. But,
for sure, man. And you know, we might have to bring it in, man. And you know what I mean, I'll bring some other people so we can see some other perspectives as well. Cause that was a hell of a day, man. Hell of a day. But you know, let's keep on pushing. Get off my soapbox now. I wanted to ask y'all, cause you know, when we did our you know, our FaceTime call, we set up these episodes and everything. And I brought up providing value. You know what I mean, y'all were kind of like, well, what do you mean? And so, yeah, I mean, I explained my piece, but I wanted to know when y'all hear, because I'm pretty sure other people are like providing value and people instantly think, you know, money. What do y'all like when you hear providing value or when you try to provide value? Like, what's that definition for you?
I think for me personally, it's being able to distinguish whether you're an asset or a liability to an organization or to a person or whatever the situation is. Mm-hmm. You just have to be humble enough to distinguish, you know, whether you're going to add something good to the relationship or whatever you're encountering, or it won't be beneficial for you at all. So when I hear value, I just thinking, you know, how can you better this situation? How can you uplift this organization? You know, what are the benefits not only for yourself, but how are other people going to benefit from you, your presence and you being there? So that's primarily what I think of.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much aligned with it.
For me, I think when it comes to providing value, you have to start with yourself. So you can't bring anything to the table if you're not bringing yourself and you're not bringing the best of you.
Mm.
So when you're part of a bigger whatever, like you're an asset at that point. You're that person that, okay, this person's resourceful. This person can bring this. They have this strengths, whatever. But you have to work on yourself from the very get-go. So that's
the thing when it comes to bro. Man, you know a phrase that, like, it kind of, you know what I mean, as I got older, it started to irk me. It was like, oh, well, what do you bring to the table? And you start to think, well, it's like, what do I bring to the table? Man, I got my own table, so what do I really need to bring to your table? You know what I mean? If I'm trying to help you, and you know what I mean? I'm trying to provide your value, and instantly, you know what I mean? You're coming at me in a negative aspect, like, oh, well, you know what I mean? Well, what qualifies you to, you know, talk like that, or what qualifies you to think you can provide? And it's like, man, you sit there and start to think about it, and I think it really goes back to that target audience thing, man, because I've talked to a few people, and, like, I will tell them, like, listen, I'm no therapist. I am no doctor, nothing, man. I can only give you, from, you know what I mean, from my life experiences. And, you know what I mean? So I share, you know what I mean, my thoughts and knowledge and whatever, you know what I mean, on people who ask me about certain situations, and then they turn around and just go and do the same thing again. And it's like, man, that's, like.
That's like, listen to what you said too, man. You was like asking, what can you bring to the table? First off, hell, what table are you sitting at? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're sitting at a table and there's everything on the table, you know, is freaking, it's Spanish food, and you coming with Italian, boss, you breaking the wrong stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, what table are you sitting at first, so that way you know what to bring?
Right.
You absolutely know, and, like, how can you add to what's happening in that particular moment? Because, again, man, everything is, like, you have to understand, like, the direction, man, or the need for what it is you have to offer. It's like if somebody asks you a question before reacting, you know, and just saying whatever comes to your head. It's like, okay, how can I add to, you know, this conversation? Or what outcome am I looking for? That's a better question, man, because, you know, the better the questions, the better you're able to provide value. And so it's like being able to understand the needs of the person that you're talking to and how you can do it, because sometimes adding value might be you not having an opinion or you sending them to another source, because you may not be, you know, the most credible person on the topic.
That's
and you've been willing to say, like, hey, you know what, I don't have a whole bunch of experience on this, but you could check this out, or I could send you this way, or hell, go and find somebody else,
right?
You know, because I'm not qualified to sway or use my influence with you to sway you in a non-specific direction. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of us, you know, like, we'll get somebody that might ask us something that we might know nothing about, and we'll respond or react, rather, because it makes us feel significant.
The military.
When it does, no quality for the person that they're giving it to, but it makes us feel good.
Right.
Because they took the time out to ask you.
Right.
Even if you may not be qualified. And the value in that is saying, you know what, I'm not the one to talk to about this.
Right.
You know,
and egos,
people will respect that.
Yeah. But I wholeheartedly respect when, you know what I mean, when people be like, you know what, honestly, I don't know. And you know, my last job, PDI, you know, I do IT, but it was like they were more remote, and I've always been, you know, like, on site IT. And so there was a lot of things I didn't know, you know what I mean? So they would come and they'd be like, hey, Isaiah, do you know how to do this, this, and this? And I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to be 100% honest. I do not. But if you give me some training material on it, you know what I mean? I can do what I got to do. And, you know what I mean? Get with me tomorrow, I could probably give you a better answer. You know what I mean? And simple things like that, you know, they were like, you know what? I really appreciate that about you. You know what I mean? Because we have people who, they don't really know what they're doing. And instead of saying, yeah, I don't really know, but can you teach me? They'll just go and try to do it. And then they end up messing up. And then in those situations, you know what I'm saying, where you think you're providing value, you're really hurting more than you're helping.
Yeah, that's kind of similar to my situation last year, man. So when I PCS from Texas to Virginia, I was in a ICTC, a transportation company.
Yeah.
So I'm 80 in November. However, I've never dealt with big vehicles. So the LHSs, the Calmars, forklift, things of that such, I never dealt with. And right. They put me on a line platoon. I've never been in line platoon before. So I was a squad leader. I had 16 soldiers, bro, and 3 NCOs under me.
Yeah.
So bear in mind, you know, when it comes to actually doing the mission, I didn't know how to do anything. When I say nothing, like, I wasn't even licensed on the thing. I didn't even know how to PMCS these vehicles, bro. But in my situation, I provided asset. I was an asset, and I provided value to the squad simply because I knew how to counsel. I knew how to write awards. I knew how to get certain time training. I knew how to prepare soldiers for the board, so forth and so on. So in a sense, I realized what my strengths were, and I had to depend on my subordinates to actually bring me up to speed. So I had to humble myself. And, you know, a lot of my soldiers tell me nowadays they respect me for that, because a lot of NCOs, or even a lot of people in leadership positions in civilian sectors, just because they're in that position, they feel you should know something, but it's okay. That's a part of a team. Everyone has a role. Everyone has a delegation to play. Everyone should be providing some type of value and asset to the team.
Right.
And, you know, it was a little rough, man. You know, I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to
kind of like
I didn't want to come in there big hitting.
It, it's kind of like a basketball team, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like Shaq, you know what I mean, most dominant center in the game, you know what I mean? Kobe couldn't do what Shaq was doing.
Hey, you know Shaq underachieved, if you want to be real. We'll talk about that later.
You said Shaq underachieved?
Definitely, bro. He underachieved.
Oh man, hold on. We're gonna have to have a sport now because I want to hear this. Anyway. I mean, it's you know what I mean, it's like you said, bro. It's that's why you know what I mean, you're a part of a team. I mean, you don't have to know everything, you don't have to specialize at everything, man. Just when you know your role and you can play it well, Shane Battier, Ray Allen, Tony Allen,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? Birdman, you know what I'm saying?
Eric Lane.
Robert Ory. Yep. Robert Ory, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Robin, you know what I'm saying? When you know your role and you play it well, bro, like, the whole team eats, man. And that's the ultimate, to me, that's the ultimate goal, man. When you can provide value to your whole team and your whole team is eating, you know what I mean? And you guys, like, ain't got, like, this weekend, bro, like, we didn't really do anything. We didn't do much of anything this weekend. But all we could say was, man, this is dope-ass weekend. Man, it's been a great weekend. Because, you know what I mean? It's like, we've all been working so hard, you know what I mean? It's like, just to take that time and relax and realize you can relax because all your hard work has been paying off, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's been a couple months since we done kicked it and seen each other.
Long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And I'll tell you what, man, it's night and day from where we were to where we are now. You feel me? And it's you know what I mean, that's the ultimate goal for me, man. That's the ultimate providing value in my definition. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gave y'all my definition. You know what I'm saying? When you can play that role and you can do exactly what you need to do in order for the team to eat, for the team to succeed, for your family to be good, for you to be good, you know what I mean, for the next generations, you know what I'm saying? That is the ultimate providing value to me, man. And that's really it, man, because I don't think there's really more I can touch on it, bro, but it's so important, like Chong said, and when providing value, you know what I mean, to know your specific audience, to, like we said, to know, you know what I mean, it's okay to not know everything, you know what I mean, to ask the questions, you know what I mean, to find the sources, you know what I mean? It's okay to not know things, man, but just try to provide that value, man. You have to strive to want to provide value in life, because I will tell y'all what, man, it definitely comes back tenfold. If you believe in karma, it is good karma. You know what I mean? If you believe in whatever, man, it's going to come back to you tenfold, a blessing. Not me. I guarantee it, speaking from experience.
100%. Definitely, bro.
But man, we coming in on that time, man. Y'all got anything y'all want to say to close out?
Hey, Tron, I appreciate you, man, and Zay, you know, being pillars and conduits for starting this podcast. So, you know, we'll definitely do our best to uphold everything that you guys started and continue doing that.
It's love, bro.
Yeah, that's real love, dog. That's real love, man. To be honest, man, I'm way more appreciative of y'all, because you know what I mean? We started this, like I said, we broke the ground. But y'all, man, y'all been coming in clutch, man. Y'all been coming in clutch because our last maybe three, four guests, all been y'all peoples, man. They've all been y'all peoples, man, and they've been some bomb episodes. You know what I mean? I get compliments on it. You know what I mean? Y'all seen it, everything, man. So I appreciate y'all wholeheartedly. For providing that value into the podcast. Oh, man.
Hey, I appreciate y'all too, man, providing value just in life, man. You know, I can be having a bad day. I know for a fact I see something on social media from y'all too or in the group chat. Y'all may just post a meme. And I know for a fact you guys are always there for, you know, good sound wisdom and advice. So I definitely appreciate you guys providing value to my life.
Thank you for that, man. Thank you for that. I'm glad you brought that up, though. I was just about to say something. I totally lost my train of thought. It was about say what you said in the first part. Oh, Facebook. yeah, man. Nah, because it threw me off. Say what you said again. Your first statement.
I said whether it's saying something funny on Facebook.
Bet. Yeah. So when it comes to for anybody listening, anybody who doesn't listen, whatever. When it comes to the podcast, man, I do not take this personal if you do or do not listen, man, because I know that people have to hear certain things from certain people. For example, I'm a big J. Cole fan, right? And we all know J. Cole has been spitting knowledge. He's been talking about uplifting the community, all this other good stuff. He's been talking about, you know, the police brutality. You know what I mean? In his lyrics are very deep. Now, I don't know if y'all heard Lil Baby's new song. It goes hard. You know what I mean? And he talks about the same things. And everybody's like, oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is the music we need. Da, 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 da. And people were taking that to heart. Like, yo, y'all don't hear J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar out here? They've been doing this. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. You cannot do that. Because some people need to hear certain things from certain people, man. It goes back to that target audience, knowing your target audience, and being specific in what you're talking about. And with that, I want to leave it off. Till the next time, positivity, prosperity, peace.
Peace, gentlemen, peace.